All right. Here we are on Motivational Monday. Very happy to be here with you. I hope there is joy in your heart and life in each step that you are taking. Going to cover some ground today on these grace and action points through our worship series. But before I do what those steps are and say those again, I want to share a few other things. Found out this week an important note that scientists announced that they have found a cure for apathy this week. However, they claim that no one has ever shown the slightest bit of interest in it. I hear the boos coming through. Did you catch it? Scientists announced today that they found a cure for apathy. However, they claim that no one has shown the slightest bit of interest in it. That would be true. Well, here's a better one. With a little more truth. I don't care how high the saints jump, just so they keep walking when they hit the ground. And yes, saints of God are continued to keep walking, to be forged in fire at times, and to bring life to the world. Well, sociologist Randy Stark asked in his textbook on the rise of Christianity, how and why did the church grow so fast? You see, for Christianity to have reached the size it did and the time it did, it must have grown 40% a decade for three centuries. Unimaginable. Well, he summed it up this way. He said, early disciples of Jesus were more compassionate than others around them. They simply outloved others. They outserved others. In one of the examples he gives, in AD 165, an epidemic, perhaps smallpox, spread like wildfire throughout the Roman Empire. Within 15 years, a quarter to a third of the entire population within the empire had actually died. And then another epidemic hit, perhaps measles at this time, in around 251. It emptied whole towns and left the wind whistling through uninhabited regions. And unlike their pagan neighbors, Christians took care of each other and those outside the church during those plague times. A bishop at that time wrote of what happened. He said, most of our fellow Christians showed unbounded love and loyalty, never sparing themselves and thinking only of one another. Heedless of the dangers, they took charge of the sick, attended to their every need, and ministered to them in Christ. And with them, at times departed this life, for they too were infected by that disease, drawing on themselves the sickness of their neighbors, taking on and accepting their pains. Contrast that with the description of those who were not participating in that Jesus following at the time. And it was said at the first onset of disease, they pushed the sufferers and fled from the dearest, throwing them into the roads before they were even dead, hoping to avert the spread and contagion of the fatal disease. Yes, what role does the church play? Do Jesus followers play in the world? To be a people of hope and a people of love, a people who serve an ever-expanding sense of family, where there's solidarity and shared life, that compassion furnace burning brightly within souls who seek to be dedicated servers because they know that life is found through acts of service. And this week, the action items that we have pointed to are to acknowledge conflict or pain in order to work on difficult issues. That's the only way to make that even possible, right? You have to acknowledge the conflict or pain in order to work on the hard stuff. You got to stand in there. So you name it, you claim it, you own it, and say, yes, God is here, God is at work, and we can do something. And so you step into it, just like those first Christians. You speak truth in love, always considering ways to be more compassionate with one another. I don't know about you, but can you ever be too compassionate, too caring, too loving? let it be said of us that those people really, really knew how to love, because that motivates life. And then the third action item for this week, to practice resurrection in the here and now, to bring heaven, a taste of heaven to earth, is to choose your true self, your radical union with God, as often as possible throughout the day. That means letting God and God's leadership in your life reveal your heart, your character, your highest hopes, and your vision, who you have truly been created to be. Because God chooses to join you in this walk of life, you cannot be separated from God. And as you know that and hold on to that and shout out thanks and praise be to God for that, you can celebrate who you are, authentically you, telling your story, sharing with others, not living in a way where we're worried about what someone might think of us or say of us. No, the more time we're spending worried about that, we're ignoring our true heart and the true life for which we were created. And so this week, be motivated by acts of love. Acknowledge the difficult and the pain, but speak truth. Be compassionate and be true to yourself. God is counting on it, and we too are counting on God. Until next week, be safe and be well. Good day.